The relationships between the Carnahan and Clay families extend way back to when Bill Clay was Missouri's first black congressman, and Mel Carnahan forged relationships with the black community to successfully run for governor. By most accounts, that partnership had been passed on to the two sons, Congressman Russ Carnahan and Lacey Clay. Here they are on stage together in 2008 at a primary rally in support of then-Senator Barack Obama.
I want to turn the mic over to my great friend, my neighbor, my colleague in the House, Missouri Congressman Lacey Clay.
Thank you, Russ.
Oh, how times change. Fast forward 4 years, and Carnahan's 3rd congressional district is being eliminated through population loss, a fact which enabled the GOP-led General Assembly to redraw the congressional maps, essentially dumping all of the urban Democrats from Carnahan's district into Clay's 1st district. Governor Nixon vetoed the new maps, but his veto was overturned by a majority of the General Assembly. This effectively meant the end of a Democratic seat in Congress and reduced clout for the city. And many Democrats, including Russ Carnahan, blame Lacey Clay.
Unfortunately, my friend Congressman Clay really sided with the Republicans, recruited Democratic votes to override the governor's veto. That's how we got these maps today.
Carnahan says Clay sold out Democrats and the city in order to preserve his seat, a fact which Clay denies. He says Carnahan should have challenged Republican Ann Wagner in the new suburban 2nd district.
Congressman Carnahan did it precisely what the Republicans wanted him to do, to have a bloodbath here in the 1st, because they knew he didn't have the spine to run in the new 2nd.
Clay and his supporters point out that the 2nd district actually includes 40% of Carnahan's old district, and a candidate with his money and name recognition had a good chance to win.
Oh, he did have a chance, but he would have lost.
Jeff Smith is a political science professor and former state senator who actually ran against Carnahan for Congress in 2004. Smith points out that Carnahan's support among voters has never been that strong, even among Democrats.
This is a guy who has always consistently underperformed, you know, whether it was a primary or general. In his 1st primary, you know, he ran against Jeanette Mott Oxford for the state house. I think he outspent her like 20-1. His dad was governor. He had every single endorsement, and he won by 64 votes.
The resulting campaign has been unusually bitter at times and has left many Democrats conflicted, having to choose between two candidates with essentially similar positions. A 3rd candidate, Candace Britton, is also in the race, but many consider Clay the frontrunner, having secured endorsements from Governor Jay Nixon, Mayor Francis Slay, and County Executive Charlie Dooley. Clay blames Carnahan for unleashing a string of attack ads in a last-ditch effort to win.
I think my opponent has been very negative, but it's indicative of a candidate who has no record to run on, who just wants to throw mud and sling at you.
Carnahan, by contrast, picked up the endorsement of the editorial board of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and has accused Clay of not showing up in Washington and for missing key votes.
And it's not just the number of votes. It's critical votes. These aren't just votes naming post offices. I mean, they're critical votes taking care of 9/11 first responders, about prescription drugs for seniors. He's missed those the last 2 years in a row.
While both candidates say the primary isn't about race, Congressman Clay hasn't had to mount a true get-out-the-vote campaign in some time. It remains to be seen if African-American voters will turn out in large numbers to support him, or whether Russ Carnahan can leverage the old political allegiances in his favor. Adam Allington, St. Louis Public Radio.